Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. I'm your host, Michelle Murray, and you are listening to Shell's 3 Cents. Thank you for tuning in. I usually have a daytime slot at 1 p.m., but we're trying out some 9 p.m. slots as well. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And as always, if you would like to call in and join the conversation as we get started tonight, please do. I'd love to hear from you. 563-999-3537. And I'll repeat that one more time. If you want to call in, it's 563-999-3537. And you can also see it on the chat, and it's up on the website as well. So top of the news today is this coronavirus out of China. I'll be honest, that sounds really super scary, but thankfully we have great medical advances so we can handle it. But the latest headline is saying that it could kill as many as 65 million people if it were to go unchecked, meaning if all the sick people are coming out in public places and not washing their hands and not abiding by those sorts of protocols. And we've already had a couple of confirmed cases, not only on the West Coast, but in Minnesota and Chicago. And I have a note, I haven't confirmed this one, but they're saying there's also a case in Texas. So if you're sick, for goodness sake, stay home, stay out of public places, please. This virus is highly contagious. Now, it's a little more mild than SARS, but it's definitely packing a far more powerful punch than the flu ever has. And it can lead to complications like pneumonia. So if you have a high temperature along with respiratory symptoms and flu-like symptoms, please go get checked, especially if you've traveled or you've been exposed to people who may have traveled to Asiatic countries in the last couple of weeks. They still don't know the incubation period. So just everybody kind of stay alert, stay vigilant, and stay well, stay healthy. Drink your orange juice, take your vitamins. Well, also in Los Angeles, Metro is considering allowing our kindergarten students through the 12th grade students to ride the bus for free. And so on Thursday, the LA County Metropolitan Transportation Authority's Board of Directors unanimously approved a motion to study the feasibility of this and to, you know, providing the free transportation. But also the hope is that we get some of the parents on board. Ridership has drastically diminished. So it's kind of a win-win. The students get free transportation and they get increased ridership if the parents follow suit. Something else that came out in the news today, violent crime is down drastically for the second consecutive year in the greater Los Angeles area. And that's great news. That's wonderful news. Unfortunately, incidents of fatal hit and runs are up. They're up a whopping 62%. So law enforcement attributes this to increased distracted driving, like texting and driving, that kind of thing. But also, they correlate it to people driving under the influence of not just alcohol, but marijuana. So that is one of the reasons that this marijuana breathalyzer technology will soon debut, and not just in Los Angeles County. There are law enforcement entities around the nation that plan to debut it. So just like alcohol, okay, it's illegal to use either medicinal or recreational marijuana and then operate heavy machinery, including a car. So in California, our legislators and they're working with law enforcement to currently figure out what the legal intoxication limit would be. You know, is it going to be 0.08? Is it going to be higher? Maybe it's, you know, 1.2. We don't know. They're trying to figure that out. And so I'm just amazed at how tech is really changing the world. You know, that's not something I had envisioned that they'd be checking, but tech is really changing the world. And so the subject of changing the world brings me to tonight's guest, Mr. George Ohan, who is founder of Fulton Film Company out of Fresno. Talk about changing the world. Now, George grew his passion for teaching, coaching, and mentoring others while he was in the military. But now he uses his current vocation as a filmmaker as a tool to affect positive change not only in his own corner of the world, but in places far away like Ghana and beyond. So, George, welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight. Oh, maybe he's not. Looks like he's on hold. Well, I'm not sure what happened to George, but let me tell you, he has some wonderful, wonderful things going on. He has a financial literacy film festival that's going on, and just a ton of other projects he has going on. So, George, again, if you're there, if you're on the line, looks like you're on the line now. If you're there, thank you for joining us tonight. I welcome you to the show.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me?
Fabulous.
Hello?
I couldn't hear you a moment ago, but now I hear you.
Okay, fantastic. Happy to be here. That was a great introduction. Thank you very much. And I'm very excited that you're doing this and giving me another opportunity to help spread some of the positive news of, the good things that are going around in the world.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. You have so many great, 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 great things. You're the epicenter of much greatness and much positivity. And I have to share, you inspire me every day. Things you say, things you do, push, 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 work. Like, I love it. And, and your core message is kind of make the world a better place. What are you doing to get better, be better, and to help somebody else do the same? And I love that. I absolutely love it. So I appreciate that. So thank you for contributing that to a world where my kid lives, So thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm really trying to live as if there's no strangers, and if we really are brothers and sisters, and whatever you believe, whatever your belief system is, whether it's just you believe in the earth and the universe or God or Allah or whoever, if we really are brothers and sisters, then shouldn't be that hard just to try to be cool with one another, and we could spend all our time. We could spend all our time trying to go look for that next best thing, or we could just spend all our time trying to develop the relationships with the people who are just naturally coming across in our life. Like, if I know I'm doing really good and I happen to come across you, then you must be doing pretty good too. Like, you must be trying to do the same types of things,
mm-hmm.
or else I'm not going to come across you. I don't come across too many, like, crackhead weirdos in what I do because I'm never around a crackhead weirdo or something like that, like whatever,
right.
And other people are like, I don't know why, and this keeps happening to me, and I keep getting jacked, dude, and I'm like, dude, you keep over there on, you're over there on the west side, and
yes.
You're messing with people that do these types of things, like, that's why that happens to you.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's such a great lesson, and I hope some people that are up and coming, are listening to that, and they take note of that particular point. For the most part, that's not really a thing. But there's been a few times I try to reach back and help somebody in my hometown or whatever. I reach back to the wrong place. And then you say, well, why did this happen? But then you have to tell yourself, well, it happened because you reached to the wrong place. You looked in the wrong place. So, so that's a great lesson. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit about Fulton Film too. Tell us a little bit about Fulton Films and what you do there.
Well, Fulton Film Company has evolved and it's ever evolving. It's always going to evolve with technology, with time. Today we might be doing social media and video, and in 3 years from now that's going to be obsolete, and we're doing virtual reality and micro marketing. There's just so many different things that we're getting into, that we're involved with worldwide. But really, Fulton Film Company is an opportunity, is a backbone, is an operations epicenter for any independent photographer, digital content producer, video person, talent, anything like that. That's what it is. It's basically the Uber of digital content production. And the way I explain that is, Uber right now is the largest taxi company in the United States, and they don't even own one taxi. And Airbnb is the largest hotel company, and they don't even own one hotel. Well, I want Fulton Film Company to become the largest digital content production company, and I don't want to own one camera. And it's basically because every single person out there who's driving, like, let's say for the past 10 years, I'm going to use this as an example. There has been people who have been graduating from film schools. While they were in film school, every one of those people bought a camera. So right now there's about 100,000, let's just call it 100,000, there's a lot more, but 100,000 unemployed people with a film degree, okay? And they're just sitting there, or they're driving Uber. Well, they don't have to do that because they could be doing what I'm doing, but the reason their business doesn't work is they don't approach it as a business. They graduate film school and they start calling themselves a director or a producer or whatever, but a business doesn't know how to purchase services from a director.
Right.
And a director
right.
doesn't know how
Absolutely.
To sell services. And so there's a gap here, and they don't actually teach you that in film school because they're teaching you how to direct stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Fulton mm-hmm. Film Company does. We bridge that gap with all these filmmakers, and we say, listen, we are the back of the house for you. We are your S3. We're your operations, and we do all
mm-hmm.
that. If you don't know how to close a deal, all you have to do is make the introduction. Say, hey, I got this guy, George. And if it's a $50 deal, a $100 deal, if it's a $5,000 deal, $10,000, whatever the deal is, whoever generates that piece of business, they generate automatically a 50% commission for themselves.
Mhm. Mhm. And that's what we have. And I think it's important that people start thinking like that. They start looking to the direction that you're pointed and get away from running it like a hobby, kind of thing.
Well, it's awesome because even if you do run it like a hobby, it still works in because the technology has caught up with it. You don't actually need a brick and mortar setup. You don't need anything. What Fulton Film Company does is it gives you a backbone. We have the website. You get Fulton Film Company logo. You get it's basically a little licensing thing. I want to be the McDonald's of digital content production. McDonald's doesn't make the best hamburger, but they sell more hamburgers than any chain out there. So I don't want to make – I'm not Spielberg. I'm not Steven Spielberg. I don't want to make a cool, awesome movie. I love those movies, but this is just – this is web content. It's for YouTube. It's for Facebook. It's cool stuff that a little sandwich shop appreciates. I've done so many little videos, like even for my mother's little seamstress shop. It's got like 5,000 views on there, but so many people mention it to my mom. My mom loves it every time. It's like – so that's the level of thing I'm trying – I'm trying to help a small business. I'm trying to bring this to a micro level. Every small business needs a little filmmaker, needs a little marketer now. That's the time we've reached in history.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's true. Someone's asking me on the chat, do you only help people in California or do you branch out nationwide?
No, I mean, I have a mentorship where I log on video in Ghana. I got a guy in Bangladesh I mentor. I got people in Puerto Rico I'm mentoring. It's everywhere.
That's cool.
But
that,
also,
and that's what one of the things I really
do look
know.
For the right mentee. I look for somebody who's ready to be mentored. It's not like, hey, I'm just this person doing whatever. Can you just start talking to me? No, you need to be already doing something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mentors. It's like Shark Tank. Mentors also want the right mentee. We want to be able to brag on you with our other mentor buddies. Like, hey, you know, I got this little hotshot. She's awesome, dude. She's doing her thing. It's cool. But you don't want somebody who you're babysitting. That's not cool. We want to build a team here. We're trying to build an empire.
Absolutely. You know, I just told a young man yesterday, I met with him, and I said, well, the hope is if I pour all of this information and time into you, is that, you know, you continue to grow and you're viable and we can work together, you know, or I can watch you grow and go work with somebody else. It's not just you suck away all the knowledge or whatever resources I have and then just go do nothing. No, no. The hope is you're going to come and do big things with it.
Well, that's why you already have to look for somebody who's already doing that, because I'm gonna spend 80% of my energy on that top 20% of the people who are already doing that. You know, that's the basic 80-20 rule. So I'm not gonna try to get somebody who's all the way on the bottom and try to lift them up. That's not my job. I can't do that. I'm already at max performance. I can't slow all the way down to do that.
Right.
You know, if this was 10 years ago, maybe you could have caught me then. But now it's like there's too much momentum for me to get somebody who's already not moving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to put in on this. You got to have some skin in the game. You have to show me that you're ready.
Yeah.
I've already done 1,000 free gigs for everybody. I've already been homeless. I've done it all. So if you're trying to jump in
all
on it now while everything's going good, then I would love to have you, but show me what you got.
And it's funny, you sound so much like me. Anybody that knows me in real life has been listening to me say this for the long. Everything you're saying, I'm sure I sound like a broken record, but it's a good affirmation to hear you say it as well. Because that's the only
good,
way it'll work.
Good. I'm happy that we're doing this because
mm-hmm.
if it's a world full of good versus evil, we're on the good side.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So tell the listeners a little bit about you. You have a couple of projects where you mentor people that I absolutely love. You have this film festival coming up that I absolutely can't wait to participate in. So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. So many projects. I mean, you're right. I guess we'll start with,
I know.
We have a feature film going on in Laos. A country in Asia over there. What makes that particular project very unique? It's really the best project that I've gotten my hands on in my producing career, because it's the first time where somebody has come and offered me the ace position, the producer position on the feature film, and said, "Here's the budget. Here you go. Assemble the team, and your word is you're the guy. You're the one making the movie." And it's like, whoa. That's a lot of trust, and it's taken me about 10 years to get to this level where somebody did that, and it wasn't just some guy with a bunch of money in Texas, or, you know, which is, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to meet him too, but this was the film commissioner of the country of Laos who did that. So that's like, whoa, that's pretty huge. And what makes it huge is, like, other people have tried to go in and do that, but they have been unsuccessful. Like even Warner Brothers, NBC Universal, I mean, whoever, all these hotshot attorneys in Hollywood, all these big companies, all these agents, managers, all these people who they have. Hollywood has never, not one time, it is 2020, they have never been able to successfully sit down and negotiate a deal with the film commissioner of Laos to allow them to come in there and make a movie. I did it.
Wow. That's impressive.
And
that's,
I had
beautiful.
The training,
yeah,
from John Krasno. John Krasno is a phenomenal producer. He's doing some shows on Netflix right now. And he was my professor. You know, he taught me negotiations, you know, and all these things. And I went to UCLA Anderson School of Management after that. And now that I've got that relationship, now that I did that, it's like, oh, how the hell did this, like, Army veteran staff sergeant or even some high officer work this out? Well, it was because of some relationships. It was because of actual trust and credibility and bringing the guy to Hollywood myself and walking him around Hollywood. And while we're walking on the street, people are like, "Oh, Han." And I turn around and people are calling me by my last name and yelling at me. I'm like, "What's up, bro? What's up? What's going on?" So he's walking with me on the streets of L.A. and people are calling my name. He's like, "Okay, so this guy's somebody." But it's not that I'm somebody. It's because while I was there, I was just humble and nice to everybody. You know, I kept it cool with everybody, and the guy liked that. The guy liked it, and you know, he appreciated that. So that's why he brought me on. And now that I'm on, everybody's on. If I know you, Michelle, then you're on. You're about to be the marketing director of this film. You know, there's 8 billion people on this earth, but I only know who I know, and that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm not just putting it on Facebook just to be putting it out there. I really need your damn help. I'm really doing this.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I can't do this thing alone. Like, if you think I'm just posting it for fun, then that's just in your head, but you're wrong. I'm posting it because I'm recruiting. Like, I need you to jump in on this thing. It's wide open.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And some people, you know, they don't quite have that vision, but my hope, my wish is that everybody with a sincere passion can get to the place where they have that kind of vision. That's really what I hope for people. And if they don't,
just stay out of my way.
Yeah, stay out of my way. I wish you the best, but get out of the way.
But that's the messed up part is, like, some people are like, they're still in high school drama class, and And a lot of those people, unfortunately, can get into this industry and they can get pretty high up in this industry just by hanging out long enough. And you're like, dude, they're just still talking. And if you're not quick at spotting this out and keeping it moving, you can get caught up pretty quick with the wrong people. And all of a sudden you're like, damn, I just wasted another 4 months. Damn, I just wasted another 2.5 months. And once those little 2 and 3 and 5 months and whatever start to add up, you're like, holy shit, I just wasted 3 years of my life. So you have to be quick. Your head has to be on a swivel. You got to really be thinking, is this wasting my time? Is this going somewhere? Are we setting up a strategy here? Is this working? I mean, you have to question it often.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. 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 Well, tell us about some of your other projects. What other projects do you have going on?
Okay, so that was, well, the Financial Literacy Film Festival. That one came about because I had been working on a bunch of different financial things. I'd been to business school, UCLA. I have an entertainment business degree, and still I did not learn as much things as I did when I started getting into the financial services industry and learning about the rules of money, learning about tax advantages, learning about all the stuff that I need to know about for my business. And when I got in there, then I started to realize, you know what, Will Smith and Nas recently invested $22 million in a financial literacy app. And I'm like, okay, this is huge. Entertainment's now getting into it. And my whole thing is edutainment. I always want the education, entertainment. I just want to bring something that educates people. That's always my lane. And so I said, you know what, I'm gonna start looking around and seeing if they have some kind of financial literacy film festival. I did find one thing. I want to give credit to a little high school. It was out there. I believe it's in Kansas, maybe Missouri. I don't know. I'll have to look it up and give them some credit. But the teacher set up a financial literacy film festival, and the students did a little something. So that was really awesome to find on there. But on an actual level where somebody's trying to get content out to people in underserved communities and really educate them, there's nothing like that out there. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do it. And then once I started doing it, I realized, oh my God, this is the first time in the United States, the whole USA, where there's been this financial literacy film festival, red carpet premiere, and we're inviting the community for free so they can watch this on a big screen and watch all these films. And oh, by the way, we're involving the entire community in creating these films. We're not just like, you know, getting these films produced somewhere else and shipped in. And then on top of that, it's like we're doing things the right way. We got the safety for Sarah seal of approval because every set that we run, they have it. They call it the Jonesy shot, which before you take that first camera roll, you do a safety briefing. And right after you do that safety briefing, once it's the most fresh on your mind, then you roll the camera. And you know, same thing for there's a lot of set protocol that we're trying to do to introduce set safety. And with the Financial Literacy Film Festival, it allows a platform for a bunch of people to get credits in something they otherwise maybe would not have. Like if you're always a cinematographer, a camera operator, a PA, and you really, really want to be a director, well, we have 10 movies. So you contact me, now you're going to be a director. And I'm here as a producer to guide you and help you and work with you. Now you have a film made with George Ohan as the producer. And I'm not saying that's anything huge, but, you know, at least you've worked with somebody who now as a mentor, you could kind of call and be like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm working on this next project, whatever. This business is all about relationship building. And if you're not really, really trying your hardest to build these relationships, then they don't magically happen. So if I know my superpower is you know, in this relationship building as a producer, then I really juice it up. I really put the steroids on it. I'm like, oh, then I need to just make huge events happen. I don't want to go meet 2 or 3 people. I want to meet 200 or 300 people at a time. That's what this festival is going to do. We're going to do one in Spanish. We're going to do one in Armenian. We're doing one in Laotian, Hmong language. We got all these different languages we're doing. I mean, it's crazy what we're doing. The impact we're having, it's all about social impact. And that's kind of been my style is social entrepreneurship is let me just do something awesome for the community. And then through that, my business always comes out. Somebody's like, hey, I got this business over here. Can you shoot me a video? Hey, I got this. Can you do a business consulting? Just by me doing something nice, I always meet people who actually really need my services. And that's kind of how I've been operating my business lately.
That's one of the best ways to do it. I love that. And I'm so inspired by all of this you're doing. Like, I'm just so stoked to see all this stuff to play out and, you know, to participate in it. I'm really excited.
We're in the same tribe right here. We're veterans, you know, we're entrepreneurs. And it's like we're in the same wolf pack here.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I don't care what anybody says. I think veterans have, like, just an extra little bit of go get it kind of, you know, in our spirit that just
certain ones
that
do.
Drive.
Certain ones do. If you don't have that.
Yeah, certain ones do.
If you're not
do.
Stuck
certain.
With that, you know. We all have our stuff, and sometimes we all go through a bad day or two, a bad week, a bad month maybe, but some veterans might have a little bit of too much, like, entitlement mindset after a while, and then some of them have too much of a victim mindset after a while. So it can really hinder our, you know, the perception of veterans from people. But it's not like they're lost and forgotten. We got to help them too, but with my dealings with them, it could go one of two ways. You know, they're either like, oh my God, poor me, help me, poor me, or they're just go get it, you know, and you really want to be around them.
Yeah, like super type A, super go get it, or yeah, like you said, there are. And, you know, and
you don't have to be type A to be go get it, you know. There's a lot of introverts who are very, very go get it. I like them too.
And that's true. And sometimes those make the best ones because they observe and they're very strategic. So, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
I think the least percentage amount of billionaires are type A.
Mm-hmm.
Is that funny?
Actually, I think I read that somewhere. Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. You're right. Yeah, absolutely.
The next project we have is the Africa Film Festival. And the Africa Film Festival is something I'd like to connect you with. Maybe it's an interview. Kalichi Eek, he's the founder of it. And this thing is awesome. It's basically, it is the Black Oscars. They do this thing in Texas. And it's been going on, I think it's going to be the sixth year. It's awesome because every single year, let's say for the past 5 to 10 years, there's been all these films from Africa that get submitted to maybe the foreign language category for the Oscars or the Academy. But imagine, do you ever have a chance when you walk into a movie theater to even look up on the screen and give your $10 to those filmmakers? Do you even have an opportunity? No, you don't.
Right.
And so that's what the Africa Film Festival does. It provides a platform for that. And then on top of that, Mr. Kalichi Eek, he's also gotten a website going called Rootflix, like Netflix, but Rootflix. And it's all of the content from the different countries in Africa, and the films are right there. You can watch them for free. They're online right now at Rootflix, rootflix.com. It's an amazing platform. And so that's all tied in with the Africa Film Festival. So if somebody really wants to, like, you know, be a part of the Black Oscars, whether it's sponsorships, volunteering, being somewhere part of it, it's in Dallas, Texas. It's going to be from June 2nd until June 6th. And they're looking for people to join the team, and right now is the time to join the team when it's not this big old crazy blown up thing. But in 5 years from now, that thing's going to be it's a monster, you know. It's an awesome platform. So the time to get in on it is right now. You know, right now anyone can volunteer their time, put their name on it, start working with the founder directly, and just reach out to them and just be a part of it. The Africa Film Festival.
Yeah, I love that. I hadn't heard of it until you told me about it a couple of months ago. And I started researching and looking and going to the Rootflix, and I love it. I love it. And I know some of the people that listen to my show are actually from the continent of Africa and have reached out to me previously about, okay, so what can we do? How can we get involved in the arts? This is where you guys need to look.
We have to send everybody here. This is it. This is so awesome. And I'm telling you, if we get 50 volunteers, awesome. Because more hands on it. Kalichi's really done this thing alone, and he's the one man band too. You know the dream. You know how it is. And he has done this for 5 years alone. We got to rally the troops. We got to get behind them. We're the ones setting up this platform for African content so the whole United States could start to see Africa in a completely different light. You know, they have their own stories to tell. They have their own dress. They have their own sceneries. They have their own countries, their own languages. And all these things they have subtitles on them in English. We can watch them all. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. It looks like we have a caller on the line. I don't know if they wanted to ask you a question or they just called in to listen. So let me see. Caller, are you there on the line? So maybe they just called to listen. They didn't really have a question. Well, caller, I'm going to leave
you
unmuted. So
hello?
There you go.
Oh,
we
yeah,
hear
me?
You.
I was on mute. I apologize. I want to ask the brother, man. First off, I definitely want to let you know it's very commendable what you're doing to bring back to put the community into the movie. That's very ingenious. But my biggest question is, what kind of radio do y'all actually make up into this whole situation? Are y'all getting the radio involved? Because the radio is a lost art, and we got a lot of people podcasting now. But getting the word out there is really important, just like this platform. Because I didn't know anything that this film festival existed until I got the message from my intern. So I'm really blown away.
Well, the radio part of it is just like this. If we set up an interview, then we get on it. But ourselves, we don't have a strategy with radio. What I have, though, is a college group who like keeps volunteering but falling off. Nobody's been committed to it. If you want to step up and start being the radio director of this operation, I got a position for you. And you know,
hey.
Through that, if you start meeting contacts, and then however you decide on earning money with them and selling them your services, that's up to you. That's how you make the money. That's the hustle. But you will be the director of whatever radio, but you got to put in some work. And that would be awesome to have a person doing that for me. That would be amazing.
Wow.
Is that challenge accepted?
Oh, man. Just let it be said. I've been in radio for 21 years. I have 4,500 radio networks in my database, and I believe in helping people, and that's the most important thing we could do is share the wealth, you know. We definitely get together, man. If you could pass along my number, and we'll make some stuff happen. My name is Pastor Don Hunter, CEO. I have 3 million listeners, 25 AM and FM radio markets, and these are regular radio stations, so it's a lot we can do to help each other.
Okay, perfect. Fulton Film Company on Facebook, very easy, just inbox me there, George Ohan, and we can connect. We have a lot of different avenues. One of the main things that I could probably do for either your listeners or the people who you're working with on the music side is we have music publishers, and a lot of the films are looking for faith-based music right now and independent artists, not the big blown-up ones. And what they're doing is they're licensing this music for films. So that's another avenue that we can start to talk about there too.
That sounds like a wonder to me, man. Like I said, tell the host, the young lady, if you could pass him my number behind the scenes after the show. But I definitely
sure
want you to
reach
out to me.
Yeah. And you
Thank
know what?
You,
I'd love to connect with you as well. Yeah, if you could reach out to KMP Entertainment, Kilo Mike Papa, KMP Entertainment, and maybe send me a message on Facebook. Or right now, my chat is still up. If you want to put your number, I don't know if you're on your computer or your phone, if you want to put your contact information there. Or if you wait just a minute, if you want to stay on hold till after the show, I'll get your contact information. We're about to wrap it up right now, so if you want to stay on hold for just a moment, I can get your contact information.
I'm old school. I like phone calls. The Facebook is important.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, but the phone calls are really, really important. But it was a great show. I learned a lot.
We like,
so I'm really looking forward to
like
working with y'all.
Too. Absolutely. Thank
cool.
you so
Thank
much.
You.
Well,
I really appreciate that.
Let me put you on hold for just a moment then, and then I'll come back and I'll get your information. Let me put you on hold for just a moment.
Standing by.
All right. Well, George, I thank you so
Great
much.
Call.
My little red buzzer is going off. It's telling me it's the end of the show, but wow, what a great conversation. I'll have to bring you back a different night for part two. And I can see the listeners are really excited and into some of your projects. So for those of you who are interested, reach out to to Fulton Film Company. You can find them on Facebook and connect with them. Find out how you can volunteer, how you can participate, you know, what's happening next. I am positive George would be glad to hear from you. And with that being said, George, again, thank you so much for coming. And you have a great night.
Oh, you're welcome. I really appreciate you. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing. It's bringing happiness and joy to the world. And you're a positive light when there's so much negativity around. So thank you so much. You're a big blessing to us all.
No, you too, you too. So I'll talk to you soon.
Have
Take care.
Night. Bye.
Good night. All right, caller. And I'm sorry, I got Dawn, but I didn't get your last name. But we're so thankful that you called. But if you just give us your contact information, I don't know if you want to give us your phone number or your email, but George and I will both be in touch with you.
Okay. My direct number is 818-358-5722.
Mm-hmm.
That's my direct number. I work 365, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm working right now.
So do we. So do we. We understand. And then if you would give me your name one more time.
It's Pastor Don Jr., CEO. My name is Donnell Green, but as far as on the Google, because you know everybody's on voice recognition now, Pastor Don Jr.,
uh-huh,
CEO,
uh-huh.
You'll get a lot of stuff there.
Okay.
And I have several networks that I deal with, other radio networks that are looking for good, solid guests. And my guy was good, man. He didn't even take a breath, and he was just laying it down. And I just love the way he was dropping the knowledge,
yeah.
And you was definitely bringing a lot out of him, you know. So that was a good thing. So I really enjoyed being on the show.
Super. Well, thank you so much for calling in and participating. And, you know, I can tell you right now, George and I would both we'd be honored to work with you on some things. George and I do a lot of the same things as far as entertainment, but I'm more Southern California, LA area, where he's up in Fresno. And then I also reach out to my hometown in Texas. So we kind of, you know, we have different markets, but we really do the same kinds of things. So, yeah, absolutely. Radio would be great. So let me pass your information to George. I'll give him a call tonight and probably Monday. Probably Monday, you'll hear from one of us on Monday.
Well, shoot me a text with your email, because what I do is we're constantly...
I'll do that now.
We were constantly on different radio shows, and as we go on radio shows, we connect the dots. A lot of times people get on the radio and they don't ever get contact and follow up, and a lot of the stuff get missing and lost in the shuffle. So... We found a way to combat that and get our word out there. You know, it's hundreds of shows that's available every day. It's just knowing where to be. And you never know who's on the other end. So I definitely look forward to hearing back from you.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, I will send you a text right now so that you have it. But I'm going to let you go. You have a good night, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, man, great show. Have a great evening.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.